Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And let's talk to our buddy Kurt Heelan, lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBC Sports. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at Basketball Talk. And Kurt, I'm guessing that you are at some summer league action, are you not?
I am. I am actually in the Thomas and Mack right now, trying to get to a slightly quieter place somewhere. But yeah, I'm here.
So appreciate the time as always, Kurt. Let's start with the Atlanta Hawks, obviously here. And you know, look, you and I specifically have talked about this, about the DeJounte Murray deal. And I really like the fact that they offered him a veteran max. They didn't monkey around. They didn't try to nickel and dime. They wanted him here. He wanted to be here. I think this is a win-win all the way around, to where now it can be just about basketball and all of the other narratives are behind this team now.
Yeah, and I think you combine that with a new coaching staff, kind of a new feeling and direction, and it just gives them a chance to reset this thing and get it to work in a way it just kind of didn't last year. And, hey, at this point, see what does work, see what doesn't work. You know, kind of weirdness with John Collins is gone. Just get it all reset, and then, hey, if it's not working, you assess where you got to go from there. But I think whatever's going to happen, there's a good chance Murray's a part of it.
So, you know, the other name that we've been hearing a lot of is Pascal Siakam, who, you know, there's been rumors of him linked to the Atlanta Hawks. But I'm going to ask you this question. Does it make a whole lot of sense that if you're going to turn back around and he's going to become an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year, are you going right back down into another financial hole, or is the risk worth it to just bring a guy in on the final year of a contract and see if you can make a real run at this thing?
Well, I think that conversation has to start with ownership to a degree, just because of the cost. So Siakam, there's some fans who are going to be a little surprised with. He's a max guy. He is a borderline All-NBA player. He just missed out this year, has made it in the past. He absolutely can be one of the two best players on a very good team. He's a two-way player. And I think people just haven't seen as much of him because it's not good for ratings numbers to put Toronto on American television. So we don't see him that much if you're not watching newscasts. And he's that good. But I think the financial part of that is that if you're going to combine him with Trey / DeJounte Murray, I mean, however you're going to, under the new CBA, you wouldn't be able to keep all three of them. So suddenly you're kind of dancing around whatever you think that looks like. You're making a huge commitment. And I guess, do you feel that that's the better match for what you want to be? Is it a guard and a wing, basically, in Siakam, a better fit than the two guards? And kind of depends on the player and what they want to do. But if you feel the guards aren't working, then there are worse players to bring in, but you kind of nailed it. If you bring him in, you're basically committing, because it's going to cost a fair amount to trade for him, you're committing to pay for him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the other question becomes, too, is, you know, this is where my frustration lies is, I understand trading John Collins. I've got no problem with that and trying to get under the luxury tax in different things. But every other move that they have made thus far is still about the same thing. It's about saving money. It's about luxury tax. It's about cap space. It's not about it. So far, every move that they've made, whether it's Ty Washington or Patty Mills or Rudy Gay, has been all about saving money. It's not been about making the basketball team better. And I do wonder, and look, I've repeatedly said this, you know, I think, you know, you and I have discussed this specifically. I think they're by and large going to run this thing back and try to separate themselves a little bit in the luxury tax, knowing that they've got a player that's going to get $120 million for the next 4 years now, combined with their Supermax player.
Yeah, and they're not going to be the only team running a little scared of the new CBA, a little scared of the tax. I think that this thing, the way it was set up, was not just the put in financial penalties, because the problem was with Steve Ballmer and with, well, Brooklyn until it fell apart there and they had to trade everybody. Golden State was the cash cow that is the Chase Center. It just didn't work. Like, they were just, there's owners and there'll be new owners coming in who are just willing to pay that, but Matt Ishii is kind of doing that whole, hey, whatever it takes. Like, let's see if we can, what second apron on the luxury tax? Let's just go. We'll see how that works out. I think there's a lot more owners who are looking at that thing. I don't want to pay that. And once we do, we literally can't be getting the exception. You can't be guys in the buyout. You can't limit what you can do with trade. Once you do all that, it really limits how you can build a team. So I think there's just a lot of teams. I think that's going to become a de facto hard cap. And they're not going to be the only team trying to figure out how to dance around that. And like I said, dancing around that just means figuring out what system you're going to play, and then who are the best players you can get to fit into that? Because you're going to have to, your superstars are going to have to be really compatible.
Kurt Helin, lead NBA writer for NBCSports.com, joining me on the WadeFort.com hotline. Let's bounce around the league a little bit. Obviously, look, the Dame Lillard thing has been very interesting because a couple of weeks ago, this was a done deal, him going to Miami. And now we're seeing that the general manager is coming out and saying, okay, this could take months or whatever like that. Is Dame Lillard willing to wait months? Or, you know, again, if he doesn't get his right team, like, how is this going to play itself out?
I'm sorry, you broke up there a little on me. You were talking about the Lillard situation?
Yeah. I mean, again, if he doesn't, if the GM is saying that this could take months, well, I mean, and Dame Lillard doesn't get the team that he wants, you know, how is this all going to play out then? I mean, I don't, again, nothing ends well or it wouldn't end, according to Tom Cruise in Cocktail, but I don't see how any of this, you know, works itself out to where he gets what he wants and the Blazers get what they want.
Look, first, I'm agreeing with you on that part. I don't think everybody's going to get what they want. Ultimately, though, I think he ends up in Miami, and it's less about the posturing by his agent or anything else, and the fact that there's not really a market for Lillard outside of Miami, because everybody likes to talk about, hey, what if Brooklyn throws some of their picks in and they trade for him? But Brooklyn with Dame Lillard is Portland East,
yeah.
And it's kind of the same with Utah, right? Like, those two teams get Lillard and they're not contenders. They're good, they're better, they're good playoff teams, but they're not a threat to win at all. And so I don't know how many teams are going to take on $200+ million over 4 years and pay him $63 million when he's 36 years old to be good. But that's just, nobody's going to do that. So if that's not what's happening, I got a feeling you're going to see a lot. I got a feeling Miami's the only team in a position where he legitimately makes them probably the favorites in the East. And so teams are willing to pay that, or they're willing to pay that. They'll work a third team into the deal, so Tyler Herro ends up somewhere else. But I just don't see another option other than he ultimately ends up there. And Portland gets back less than they were hoping, which, hey, maybe they should have traded him when he was at the peak of his value a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So what's been the player reaction to this NBA in-season tournament that's going to come starting in November? I look at this thing, Kurt, and I'm just like, I mean, are we, you know, this is becoming Doink the Clown, and it's 1995 WWE with all the gimmicks that they're throwing in here.
Honestly, publicly right now, everybody's just kind of saying the same thing, which is, even privately, ranging from whatever, that's fine, to I'll give it a shot. Just, I will say this, for how they've arranged it, for everything they've done, it's one extra game for two teams. Like, they've just kind of integrated it into the regular season, so it's not disruptive. And so players have been told, hey, this could be really good for league revenue. This could be really good for our revenue. If this takes off, you can sell it almost as a separate package to a broadcaster, or at least the final couple of games. And this will bring in more, basically, if it brings in more revenue, that's more money that just ends up in the players' pockets. So let's all give this a shot. And that's just kind of where everybody is. Whether fans care, that's the million-dollar question. I'll ask you. I mean, when we get to November, I imagine that you're going to spend several segments. You're not going to talk about the Falcons quarterback situation. You're going to be talking about how the Hawks are doing in the tournament, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be breaking it down step by step, Kurt. You know, we're going to be going 9-man deep into the in-season tournament in November when there's 8,000 games to still be played in the NBA, right? We're gonna be diving into that tournament.
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar thing. Here's the thing. It is baked in, and we've talked about this. In my mind, it is baked into the soccer fan, the English, European soccer fan, worldwide soccer fan mentality. And I'm a soccer fan. I watch FA Cup games. I love Champions League. But you know why those things are so – part of the reason those things are so important? You don't have playoffs.
Yeah.
You have a regular season, and your regular season qualifies you for Champions League next year, or, you know, UEFA Cup or what. Like, this is the playoffs for them. We've got playoffs, so we'll see. I'm just not sold that the American sports fan's going to buy in the same way, but we'll see.
Last question with just about a minute to go. And Kurt Helin joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline. Wemby going to play just the two games here in the summer league. It seems like that this was always the plan, and it seems like a lot of guys now that are top draft picks are going to be sitting a little bit through summer league. So, again, did we learn anything in his two games? Or, I mean, you know, how much do we take from his two games in summer league?
Yeah, the top players, either returning or new or just drafted, are basically all going to play two games, and whether that's Wemby or Scoot Henderson or, like, I don't know, returning stars like Jabari Parker or something. Two games and they're out. That's kind of how it's going to go. And if you're not standing out, if you're Jaden Ivey, who is really not looked great for Detroit, I mean, looks good, but not as good as you'd hope, it's almost more concerning. I think that's just the way of the world now. Summer League becomes about checking out guys who are going to be on your G League team and the end of the bench, and a lot of guys who are going to be playing in Europe. And once you get past this first weekend, the shine comes off of it a little bit. And it's still a really cool event. You should absolutely come out if you're a fan sometime. But in terms of the biggest stars, it's not the same. And this is just how it's going to be now, because they've got so much invested in a guy like Wemby, they're not going. Like, they're not going to risk it.
Kurt Helin is the lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBCSports.com. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, @BasketballTalk, and he joined me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. Kurt, don't lose all of your money while you're out in Vegas. So And listen, we will talk to you again here soon.
I don't really have that much money to lose anymore, but yeah, that's, I will try not to.
Thanks, Kurt, as always. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.